is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war.
Good morning.
Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd.
You know my voice already is leaving, Mello. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is you're doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do do, I'm happy that you're doing that, doing that you have decided to do that do with me. It is Wednesday, and of course, in keeping with my January's, did I just say January? January's. My January mantra that I've set on Monday, that I set for myself. Why do I not find my pen? I'm talking fitness, right? Because there's a whole lot of things that are going on in the island, in the country that we could talk about, but I think that for whatever it is worth, I kind of do want to continue this whole fitness journey. I want to help you all live better lives. I want you all to be healthy and to prosper, even as your souls prosper. And since I don't think I am aptly responsible or capable of doing that on my own, I have people that are helping me along this journey, right? But before we get to that, what I want to do is I kind of want to at least let y'all know that I am aware of what's happening in the news, right? I saw yesterday that Shabak, for whatever the reason, opted to release a press statement, right? I thought it was the most Neanderthalic thing. I'm going to say this. I mean this in the nicest way possible. Hopefully no offense is taken, and I don't mean to offend anybody. While very tragic a story, right? The whole love turn murder suicide saga was, it gave Shabak a wonderful get out of jail free card. Everybody else was so distracted by so many other things going on in the news that literally Shabak could have just shut up and not said anything. Kermit, is that my guess? And be perfectly fine because the story would have been dead, right? But oh no, not Shabak. They had to come out here and write a whole two-page soliloquy about how they've been representing the Bahamas for years. And how they had Christie support and they had Ingram support. The only person who supported there had a Spindlin, I guess, that's because he was dead. And now they're going to have Mr. Davis's support. I don't get it. What was the... And the thing about it is, right, is they talked about in their press statement about how, oh, you know, Shabak had been in negotiations to go to Dubai long before our leader became the press officer. Put the full stop right there. That is the stupid piece. The minute he became the press officer, what should have happened is those talks should have fallen away, or he should have resigned as the leader of Barack. I mean, Shabak, sorry. Barack is Devin Rule. Why does that not make sense to you all? Why does it not simply make sense that in the face of public duty, personal aspirations and ambitions die? And so I get it. This y'all 25th year, many of y'all have come to the conclusion this will probably be the last year that y'all sing collectively. And so y'all thought that Dubai would be a wonderful crowning glory. Yippee, yippee, kaye, yippee, yay, yay, yo. It was nonsense. It's nonsense. I don't understand. Why do you all not understand the nonsensicalness in it? There is nothing criminal about what you all did, right? Y'all ain't thief. Y'all ain't pull gun on the people to put y'all on the plane. None of that stuff happened. Y'all ended up in Dubai, whoever paid for the plane tickets, or whether there was some demo involved, because we didn't get an itemized breakdown of what exactly it was that was paid for, because Latre Ramming aptly informed us that y'all gone for free. All I'm saying is, church choir is bigger, boy, buddy, that secular bands, apparently, because I know some secular singers that can go for me at Hog Island. But after 25 years, I imagine y'all have had some successes, and that success landed you all in Dubai. Fine. Why y'all had to put out the press release? That was stupid. It didn't make sense. There was no, it is a dead story. It has to be a dead story with school opening up. I mean, look at the magical miracle you all had, right? School open up, Belinda Wilson and Glenys Hannah Martin going to fight one another in the road. Three young fellas get killed in Long Island in the most tragic car crash I think the island of Long Island has ever seen. The fella, Kelly Gyal, who is also his baby mother, in her house in the middle of the day on a weekend, after the police had already gotten information that he wanted to kill her, and according to the commissioner of police, we was looking for him, but boy, man, he's slippery, right? My words, right? All of this going on in the news, only to then be coupled with the fact that the Minister of Health and his Prime Minister, and I can talk about y'all in a second, I get into my guess in a minute, can't get their story right about whether or not the Prime Minister paid the bill and then proceeded on quarantine, because that would be stupid, or whether the Prime Minister came out of quarantine and bought the stuff and then went back into quarantine, because that would be illegal, right? For whatever it is worth, at whatever point the Prime Minister found out that he had COVID or had been exposed, quarantine protocols should have kicked in, right? I'll get to that. But with all of this media magic that was bestowed upon Shabak, I don't understand the cattiness. Y'all still felt the need. 2 pages. And with an itemized list of where all y'all in been, y'all. Y'all, whew, diplomat, honey, not dipping fat. Check the tag. Y'all big time. Oh, y'all have been halfway across the world, and y'all just want to let us know, right? It was scatterbrained. Whoever came up with this, it was silly. And it was an absolute waste of time. All y'all do, I mean, unless y'all just, you know, like in man, and will make sure the rest of us know that child, we could travel, right? Which would completely not be contextual to what it is that you all do. Because even though y'all been over there singing Bon Pineapple Wine, largely y'all minister the gospel. So, you know, whatever happened to the blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Whatever happened to that? So the people lick y'all up, take your licks, shut up, sit in one corner, wait on it to blow over. The Prime Minister's office has already made a statement. Just let it blow over. And you have enough stuff going on in the news for Shabak to have not even been a story. I fainted yesterday when I clicked onto the news links and saw that they had a whole 2-page press statement. And these things implicate the press secretary, you know. Like, they implicate him. Like, there's no way for him to be leader of this group, them to release a press statement, and him to not be implicated. That is a conflict. Ah, boy. The other thing I want to just pop in quickly so that you all know that I pay attention to the news is, Michael Davil, you got to practice the story with the Prime Minister, all right? Like, you got to call him and say, hey, Chief, what the story could be? Let's practice it so that I know and you know and we know the story, right? First of all, It was silly of the prime minister to not be coached through what his pronouncements would be at the funeral, the memorial for Mr. Griffin, right? It was also silly for him to, no police catch him, no journalists catch him. The only person that know he was there was him and the little girl that sell him the watch and Mr. Griffin who opened the door. Nobody, and Jesus was there. Nobody else was there. Why did the prime minister feel the need to confess this? I do not know. All right, let us progress. The prime minister was exposed to COVID, never once tested positive for COVID. His wife, interestingly, that he lives with, tested positive. But the prime minister tested several times and had not been tested positive for COVID. Out of an abundance of caution, he quarantined himself. And I thought that that was very prudent behavior, right? The prime minister then turns around and decides, well, I didn't test four times, nothing wrong with me. And here is where you could have mastered the communication. At the time, the prime minister broke his self-imposed, what do you call this thing? Why do I not remember this word? Quarantine. The CDC wasn't sure what they was doing with quarantine. Do you remember? It was 14 days, then 10 days, then 5 days, then like 3 days if you have a cat. But if you could wear a mask after the fifth day, then so at the time, so literally the prime minister could have gotten away with saying, listen, out of an abundance of caution, upon finding out that I was exposed by my wife to the deadly coronavirus, I immediately quarantined myself. Having been someone that has survived COVID, I understand the magnitude that COVID could possibly present to those people that it infects. I have, out of an abundance of caution, tested myself. Not one, not two, not three, four times, each time being a negative test. I continued my quarantine until I thought that the window that was one of the several windows offered by the CDC suggested the five-day window had come. And when that time had come, after testing again, I saw no need to continue to quarantine myself, particularly because I had considered myself no longer a risk based on the fact that I had negative COVID test results. I had at no time been put into quarantine. And as a consequence, being negative, after testing negative four times, and after seeing the science surrounding it, particularly from the CDC and their inconsistency, I thought that it was appropriate that I could leave quarantine because I would not be a threat to anybody. No. Him and Michael Davil. The prime minister say one thing, oh yeah, I was home the whole time quarantined and I only leave for 5 minutes. I go into the shop. It was only me, Griffey, and the little gal there. Michael Davis say, oh, the prime minister was out. He stopped on the way home after he found out he was sick. It wasn't nobody there. And he just stopped and pay bill and he leave. Well, which of these stories is it? And this, I do not understand how you create this big white smoke of communication confusion over something that technically wasn't even wrong. It wasn't even wrong. The prime minister quarantined himself out of an abundance of caution. The difference between the prime minister and Pookie is the prime minister have a bunch of scientists that could come to his house and test him. Pookie can't afford that. So that's why Pookie can't leave for 14 days. But Mr. Davis have people coming, testing him, and there's no reason for him to be quarantined if he's negative. Just doesn't make sense. And he continues to wear a mask like he's doing in the picture. And he could have just easily communicated that and we could have gotten past this whole quarantine debacle. That's what's happening in the news. But even though all that going on, my friends over there at Shabak thought that they should issue a press statement. I don't get it. Anyway, that's all we're talking about today. We're talking about fitness. Why? Because Christmas is just gone. It's January. You all have New Year's resolutions planned and set. And that kind of stuff. I also want to say this. Today is also Junior Rates Election for President's Day. Apparently, that's a new thing. It never happened when I was in the military. They only just recently started this whole thing where, Junior Rates have rights. And so they have to have their rights represented. And therefore, their mess has to have a president. And she hasn't asked me to do this. She hasn't. As a matter of fact, she hasn't even spoken to me. But there is somebody that is running, one of the candidates that is on the ballot that I think would make a wonderful president. I think she's seasoned enough. I think she's senior enough. I think she represents a diversity that is unusual. And this isn't me telling anybody to do anything, but if I had a vote, if I had one vote, I would be voting for Simone Maki this morning down there at the Junior 8's mess. That's what I would do. And that is after looking at all the persons that are running for president. She's definitely in my mind. And, you know, and besides, me and Motley making woman in charge of everything. So why not let's just continue in that vein and put a woman in charge of this too. So if you're going out there to vote this morning, right, and you care about what my opinion is, Simone Maki, that's what I would vote this morning for president of the Junior 8's mass. All right? All right, let me get that behind me. My guest is on the line. Is she still there? She may have fainted by now. I'm joined on the live line because she couldn't make it in the studio by the proprietor of GOP is what I call it. It's Girl on Pole on Daswell Street. Because we're talking about alternative fitness, right? Like sometimes you get into fitness, it's boring. It's steel and metal and rust and sweaty men. And you're not necessarily into that, right? So you're a woman and you're into your fitness and you care about your physique, but you weren't really interested in actually running 6 miles. And you're looking for alternative fitness. Miss Girl on Pole is here with me and we're talking alternative fitness and the journey through polling, right? Rafaelita Adley, are you there?
I am here. I just love how you said Daswell Street.
But you know, in the Bahamian genre, right, Daswell Street, people have an automatic propensity to consider certain things about the area that is Daswell Street. But there are good things in Daswell Street, like Girl on Pole. So tell me, why Daswell Street?
Yeah, so I think it's like total coincidence. Mm-hmm. Before, let me give you the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
The name of my studio is literally connected to Daswell Street. I was just running one day with my trainer back then. She said, "Rafi, you see a pole do a trick." I never knew that was Daswell Street because he was heading over the bridge, right? So I just thinking, "Hey, we on bait." So mm-hmm. I run up the pole on a Sunday. And the people driving, because it had just come out of church, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was, like, staring. She snapped this picture. I posted on Facebook. And I just saved it. And I got home. I was like, why does sign say Daswell Street?
Mm-hmm.
But this was 2 years prior that I had my business, right?
Okay.
And I just thought that was, like, a staple pole. Then, yeah, fast forward 2 years later, the studio ended up on Daswell Street.
Wow. So that wasn't, like, true divine premonition or anything?
It had to be. Something. So people used to call me, like, they used to go, "I'm not a girl on the pole," like, from that same photo, what
okay.
I put on Facebook.
Okay.
And then I just named it
Girl on Pole.
Girl on Pole.
So creative. Creative genius is what it is. So, okay, tell us, because there are people out there, these people save, right? They save, so they don't know about these kind of things. They don't go down to the street. The word pole is like Voldemort. You don't say it. What exactly is Girl on Pole?
So basically, we just teach different styles of dance. Yes, people do use it as alternative fitness, but
mm-hmm.
honestly, I mean, for me personally and truly, I just like to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally just a dance studio. People come in there, they dance for all type of purposes. Hey, I want to lose weight. Hey, I want to be sexy. I just want to work the pole. I always dreamed of being a stripper. I just want to do it. So mm-hmm. like all mm-hmm. type of reasons. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own reasons because it's like so much stigma around pole dancing, and everyone have their own mental thing of, this is how I see myself on the pole. So just became, when people come, they have their own reasons for what they come for. I'm just here to teach you whatever it is you want me to teach you.
Okay. So you're saying that this is about fitness, or it could be about fitness of the mind. It's basically what I hear you saying. Like, there are some people that kind of just want to liberate themselves. They kind of just want to be out there, and they wanna make sure that they feel good, even if they don't necessarily look good, is what you're saying. Then Girl on Pole is kind of for them.
Exactly. I mean, for me too, in my weight loss journey, because I lost a lot of weight from pole dancing alone. I think I was pole dancing from like around 2012, and between 2012 and like 2013, I lost like almost 100 pounds just pole dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been like a good form of fitness for me. But honestly, my focal point when I was during that particular time, it was more like just for fun. Just because I don't want to run. I don't want to do no push-ups. I have big breasts. I don't want them flopping around. I don't want to wear two bras. Just drop them now.
Right.
Why should I do this jumping jack?
Maybe you could like leave them on the bureau.
Yeah, I wish, because these like 38 H's, right?
Wow.
So if I could if I could leave these on the bureau, that would be good. But I ain't gonna lie. I just ain't into all that. I don't wanna do the gym thing. I wanna do what makes me feel comfortable. So that was like my natural habitat, like just to be on a pole. And by the time I finish, lately I've been measuring like my calories through my Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I burn more calories doing pole dance and then on a treadmill, walking or any other type of workout. So that's my stuff. I stick to it. That's what works for me.
Who would you say pole dancing is for? Because you just said something that blew me out of the water, like 38 H's. And when mm-hmm. you say H's, that mean H like more than one H. Like this, H. Like mm-hmm. you got a Honda and a Hummer, right?
Mm-hmm. The big H.
Who is pole dancing for? Because, you know, I've done a bit of physical training throughout my life. And I can tell you, some things are not for some people, right? Like, I always chuckle when I watch commercials like the Bowflex commercial, you mm-hmm. know, and they bring 38-year Kung Fu veteran Chuck Norris mm-hmm. to come show me this machine, right? And he talk about, oh, yes, I can really feel the burn right there. I can feel that muscle turn. And Chuck Norris, stop being stupid. You brought this muscle in this year. When you come, these muscles come here, right? So we know that your muscles don't come from Bowflex. And so people find, if you remember the fad in the late 90s, early 2000s, one bunch of people had rusty Bowflex machines outside their house. Why? There was a bunch of Kung Fu Bear drinking Negroes that thought that they could go and buy the Bowflex, and overnight they would look like Chuck Norris, only to find that if you don't have some level of muscle strength already, you can't even pull yourself up on a Bowflex machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the struggle is similar for people that get into polling. So is polling, in fact, for everybody? Let's just say I'm a Juicy Susie. That's what I like to call them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know the ones that look like chunky soup. Chunky is a soup that eats like a meal, so rich and thick. You could eat it with a fork or a spoon. You know those ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's just say I'm a Juicy Susie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, typical, 5'6", 188, 189. I don't know if I would have a Honda and a Hummer, but let's just say I got like some 36 D's maybe. Maybe I got a Dodge Durango, some double D's. and the typical peas and rice bungee, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pole dancing for me.
I mean, I think I'm just what you described, right? For me, I think it's more of the mental. If you are ready to do pole dancing, you will do pole dancing. So people have this stigma like, oh, because you're big, you can't pole dance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people, when I meet them, they'd be like, but you teach it? I'm like, yeah, I'm the teacher. Like, nobody believes I'm the teacher, right?
Because mm-hmm.
they expect like a stick figure to be flying through the air.
Yeah.
I think one thing I always tell people, as long as you are willing to come to try it, you will be okay. Because it's more of a mental. You have to believe you can do it first.
Okay.
Hello, you're already paying me. I'm already the expert.
Right.
I already know what to do. I'm plus size, too. You can't tell me, like, oh, I can't, because I'm doing it, too. So
right.
I already know you are physically capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just up to me, the teacher. Now I have to teach you that technique. For me, it's more about technique. It's more about body placement. It's more about your mental, if you're ready to, like, carry that weight with you. Because if you weigh 200, you're going to be lifting 200.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the gym, when you go in there, you could just lift a 25-pound
right.
barbell. So that's why you actually burn more calories. Whatever you weigh, that's what you lift in.
Right.
Nothing more, nothing less. We coming off the ground, and we going up in the air, and that is what you picking up and you carrying that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, women find it more easy to lift their body weight. I think it's more incentive that, hey, I'm on the pole. When I leave, I'm going to have a bomb photo to put on my WhatsApp status, my Facebook, my Instagram, my TikTok. Don't even get us started on the booty shaking videos that
mm-hmm.
they want.
Or they like the booty shaking
more
ones.
Incentive mm-hmm. for the gym. Because when you go to the gym, I don't care if you could bench press 150 or do the lat pull down for 290. I don't care. We don't care but none of that. But if you get on video and you on the pole,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
So would you say, like, polling is, like, considered, like, plyometrics, you know?
It is.
Okay, so that's basically what it is. High cardio, basically built for flexibility. Is it strength training as well? I mean, do you imagine that
it is strength training. So there's a trick that I always tell people. Like, mm-hmm. if you walk in the door, there's a photo of me directly to your left,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just holding on to the pole, like, mm-hmm. in a split grip position, and I'm holding myself in midair. I think back then when I took that photo, I had to be like 190 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like well poised, you know, the head over the booty and the ankles over the booty. It's like just one goodness on the pole, and maybe I just floating, holding it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, strength training all the way. I think when people come into my class, and we don't even leave the ground yet. We're just standing there, and I'm like fixing their posture, head up, shoulder over your hip over your knee over your ankle. You want to get like nice and lean. Even that right there is like strengthening your body, and then you got to come up on your toes. So even the standing position, they're mm-hmm. just like, ooh, I could feel this, you know?
Okay.
But I think it always surprises people, like how much of a full body workout it is. Like everything is working when everything's activated all at one time. For example, when I tell you do a step around, like your full body is engaged. Mm-hmm. Every single thing is engaged. You get biceps, triceps, lats, pecs. Every single thing is engaged. Your quads, your ankles, everything is engaged.
Now let me tell you this, right? And you may not know this, right? Bahamian woman, Dan really. Is like exercise and things like that too much, all right? They born with the kind of body Bahamian man like, so they feel like they don't have to touch it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So workout is not necessarily exactly the highlight of their life, right? I apologize. That may be offensive. I take it back. But it sounds to me like in order to get into polling, I need to already be athletic. It ain't sound like I could just bring the body my man love and come start polling because... The body, my mind. And I blame Bahamian men, right? Like, Bahamian men, I blame KB for it, right? If you listen to all of KB's songs, biggest box in the world I ever saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Juicy Susie, right? Gussie Mae, right? All of them talk about a woman that ain't like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't like, she ain't your gymnastic body type.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a body that was just sitting, not really doing anything exercise-ish, and bring it to girl on pole, and how, what would be my level of usefulness in a studio like yours, coming from being a woman with the body type my man like? Because you know that is the ultimate get out of jail free card, right? Like if you say something about a woman, she can say, "But my man like it," and that is all the accreditation necessary.
I know. Yes, I do have those people who have never like worked out. I haven't worked out in 5 years. I gained 40 pounds, and then you know, like magically they come in. Lose 20, and then they just keep going. Yeah, we could work with them. Like I say, it's more incentive for them to work versus, you know, going on the treadmill, sitting on the bike. Like I say, it's more fun. It's more interactive. And I think the environment that we're into, like, it's just all women here. They all relate. Like, they make friends. We go out. We drink. We party. So it's just more in for like a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's so shocked, like when we come, we have champagne, we talk crap, we sit there, we share stories, it's always a joke. You know, they're helping one another learn these moves, they come in together to make a routine. So it's just more, and people, they're distracted by all this, like, because you probably didn't even know you just burned 700,000 calories just now within mm-hmm. 50 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's even to a point, like, I have times, like, the class is done, and they still want to go for another 30, 40 minutes.
700
like, okay.
calories, wow.
Yeah,
that's about a three-mile run, because I think, when I ran a whole lot, I always told myself, for every beer you drink, a beer is 260 calories. For every beer you drink, you need to put in a mile on the road, because 1 mile of running is about 45 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that basically pole dancing is equivalent to about 3 miles of running?
About that, yeah. So me, the teacher... So I'm not really on the pole entirely.
Mm-hmm.
When my watch starts, I go in for like maybe almost 2 hours, and I'm just demoing and assisting and walking through the class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm around maybe 650 calories on average. If I'm really like hardcore into it, having to show like more advanced people like tricks, I could get up to like 800-900. If I am pole dancing myself with no one else interrupting me, in 60 minutes, is anywhere from 1,200 to 1,400 calories I burn.
Mm, wow, that's amazing.
It just all depends.
It depends on the session.
I like to measure my how much I burn, my calorie-wise,
mm-hmm.
simply because, you know, we do different styles of dance, and I just like to see which one's more effective, you know?
Okay, so tell us this, right? Because you talked about pole dancing. Now let's talk about the taboo, right? Because I'm sure there is a taboo around it. Mm-hmm. We is good, decent Christian people. Oh, praise the Lord, right?
Decent, God-fearing nation.
Hallelujah, mm-hmm. right? And we ain't won't be seen walking in the poll place because we automatically associate the connotation of poll with, you know, things that are not so safe. Mm-hmm. And we save people, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the people that have their apprehensions about coming to a place like Girl on Poll because of the taboo or the associations or the innuendos or the connotations?
Man, I feel like I've been at this so long. Next month on the 9th is going to make 7 years I've been holding it down on the street. In the beginning, I used to be like on this big rant. Like, I'll be telling them, like, no, come. It's not taboo. It's a workout. Come. But, you know, those, you know, they strong in their belief. Ain't mm-hmm. nothing you could say. You can't tell them. I'm not selling body parts down there on Dawson Street. Mm-hmm. Like, people, you know.
Well, I tell you this. If you're selling body parts, I'm very upset because I've been there more than a fistful of times. Ain't nobody never sell me no body parts. And I would just like to know if there's like a deluxe package or something. Maybe I'm not getting the gold member package or something. You know, so they could know. I've been there more times than I could count. No one ever sell me nothing. That's all I want to say.
No.
Go
we
on.
We don't sell anything. But yeah, I think in the beginning, it was more of a, you know, it's so taboo, but I've been progressive and mm-hmm. consistent in posting content.
Okay.
And I think through that, posting all that content, people realize, well, hey, it's not as bad as it. Because even if you look at my Facebook page from 2015, those comments, I no longer get those comments. Like, hey, you're teaching women how to dance. You should teach them how to sew and cook. You know, I used to get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do dance for the Lord. The Bahamas doesn't need this. So I don't get none of that no more. Mm-hmm. I said my page used to be, and I had it open. You can write what you want. I'm going to respond to every single post. I think people who know me, they already know. If you write anything on my wall, I am mm-hmm. going to write you back. Mm-hmm. What is good, what is bad. And I'm not hiding anything. I'm not deleting anything. I just address it as such. And I've been, like, on that rant, like, from day one. So mm-hmm. I think, like, I'm over that particular phase. Like, people know. They know, like, yeah, it's a nice pole dancing company. Yes, they pole dance. They exercise. My daddy's 74. Sometimes I see him tell his friends, like, his friends are like, hey, you know, I think my daughters go to your daughter's studio. But yeah, my daughter has a nice studio down there. You know, they speak pole dancing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if my 74-year-old daddy runs into his friends about it, I think.
You didn't give past the sticker of approval.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's another question I have for you, right? So let's just say that I'm into polling, or I'm a pole novice. I haven't really decided what my journey to pole will be like. What are some of the key things I need to start polling? Because, you know, like, I've never gone into Junkanoo. This is a confession. The reason I've never participated in Junkanoo is because I know how you start. Like, I know what you do. Do you just show up with your goatskin drum to the shack and go, and when they hear you, they say, Motherfucker, can you beat that drum, eh? And then they join you to, like, how do you show up with your headpiece already fringe and like, I don't know how you start, right? So I imagine, because people that are into things think getting into it is easy because they're into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the person that says, well, I would go to pole, but I mean, what you even wear, what you do, how you get started? What are the preliminary steps? Let's just say if I woke up this morning and the little green man whispered to me that today is the day that I should start pole.
So first of all, I would tell you, go in your drawer, and you're going to find the shortest pair of shorts you have.
So short shorts.
Those are the pants you want to first put on the bed before you go on the website, www.girlonpoledancestudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
All the classes there are beginner-friendly. I intentionally only put out beginner content to let you know that all the classes are for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
It's all beginner-friendly. So if you don't want to call, if you don't want to text me, if you don't want to do any of that, you go on the website. All kind of information is there, and you can book whatever class you want. Mm-hmm. If you don't mm-hmm. want to do that, sometimes people just like picking up the phone, call me, 801-1069.
Mm-hmm.
We can put you into the class. After that, all I need you to do is dress like you're going to the gym, but you're going to wear those little shorts we just talked about, that it got to be short. Sometimes a lot of people, you know, they're like a little bit apprehensive. Well, it got to be so short. The shorter, the better. All right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get those.
If so you would, you're talking about body riders, is what we call it in the Bahamas.
Body rider.
Yeah, and that's because they just ride your body. I with you. Let's go on.
Coochie cutters, they call them that too.
Yes, they do.
We have a bunch of names for
them. Yes, they do.
You know.
That's the one we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you need extremely short shorts.
Very, very short shorts. Now, okay. Let me tell you why, because a lot of people is giving me flack. I have cellulite. I don't like showing my leg. My mommy say we could only wear skirt. We ain't into none of that. Bring your cellulite. Leave it in my home and all our business.
Mm-hmm. And leave her with some water.
Yeah, leave her with some water. Let her cool the passion. Now, if you want to come, put your leggings on, but you're going to have to change into these body riders when you reach. Mm-hmm. The purpose of this, and I swear, I just don't want you walking around on Dazzler Street and with your booty out. But the shorter the pants is, the better we can work on the pole. The pole needs skin.
I don't want you to cause these men that are listening to this show eat their cell phones while they listen to this. But continue.
They should. I mean, this is a skin to pole connection. I mean, so what are we going to do?
Because that's not salacious at all, is it?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's just facts. once your skin, we need skin. If fabric hits the pole, you're going to slide off. I swear. They just say, me, you just want us in shorts, me? I promise I don't, you know? Mm. I don't. If you could have pulled down some leggings, I would have let you. But you're going to take those little leggings off and show us your cellulite. Whatever it is you get going on there. All your thighs, fat, this is all the complaints I get. Mm-hmm. I have cellulite. Mm-hmm. My boogie too big. It hanging out the pants. Mm-hmm. It's too short.
Don't worry about that. That's Jesus' own. You let it hang.
My mommy said I couldn't wear them, so I always had a phobia of wearing shorts. We ain't into your ma. Your ma wore my mind and been gone. Come on, this floor, let's go. And I used to talk to my students, say that for real. I ain't going to lie. Anybody mm-hmm. who know me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, once they get over that fear, I once had a student. I said, listen, you're going to have to take this leg. And so I don't show my body. 2 months in the pole dancing, I specifically remember one day, this piece of cloth hanging across my speaker. I said, what is this? She said, oh, that's my shirt and my pants. I see. So now you can take off all your clothes now.
Mm-hmm. She's been delivered.
I'm used to that, man.
Okay. So I need short shorts. What kind of top do I need?
When you're a beginner, the top, as long as you wear a short sleeve, you can wear like a tee, you can wear a tank. Some people feel comfortable in just a sports bra. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the top don't matter because guess what? As a beginner, your first point of contact is just with your legs. You have to be holding on with your hand. And then the more, the better you get, the more we move you up level-wise, then the clothes come off. When you get to like level 3, level 4, you'll see we need that shirt off.
Okay.
Going upside down, we need the side of your body to be connected to the pole. We
some upside down in this. I like that.
Yeah, so that shirt doesn't go on level 3, 4, shirt off. So now you're just in a little sports bra and extremely short pants. But at this point, they think that's a lot of clothes because, you know, sometimes my experts, they say, oh, can I take off my pants? I just want to try this trick. Mom, keep your pants on.
Yeah, we save. Don't do that, Nya. Somebody's asking me, Rafi said, is there a weight restriction? What about women that are as much as 350 pounds?
I gotta tell y'all something. I have a little cousin, she I'll never forget her. She's plus size. She don't lose weight now and all. But yeah, she was over 300 pounds and she used to bring and guess what? She was a teacher boy. She used to bring all her teacher friends to the studio when I first opened. She was out at least 10 people in there. Man, this girl don't play. When she get on that pole, she doing all the tricks. And guess what? She up the pole before everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's just a mindset, you know. If you are willing to try it and you are willing to do it, and I've already taught you the technique, it's not really about your weight. It's about how we distribute this weight, how we put it on the pole, and when we place it on the pole. It's not so much that this is... You walk in 350 around. Mm-hmm. If you go walk, you could do pole dancing.
You must, you can lift it. And besides, one of the things they always say is you got to be able to pull your body weight up. What if you drop overboard, right? So at least poling is good practice for when you fall overboard because you know you all like go to sail away and summer coming.
Yeah, and you know, hot girls, summer coming.
Yeah.
And they out here on the boats, like straight through.
Yeah, and listen, and they out here skinning to win. They ain't wearing no clothes when they go out there.
And they gonna want to give me a hard time with my body right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so we're gonna take a quick break, Rafi. When we come back, we tell the people we got free things for them, right?
Yes, we don't.
We got free things for them. I'm giving for y'all the opportunity to go and see Rafaelita Adderley down there on Dowdswell Street at the Girl on Pole. I'm leaving Millet's Guardian Radio. Don't move. We've got more show planned.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs a short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with me. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I've got Rafaelita Adderley on the phone with me. She's Miss Girl on Pole. We've got four free Girl on Pole sessions that we want to give to you. How are the sessions comprised, Rafi? Is it like, how are they packaged? Is she there? I can't afford to lose her. Hello? Okay, so let me tell you what the questions are going to be. The questions are going to be, what exactly should I wear if I'm going to a pole session? That's question number one. My phone number is 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. That is question number one. You can call me. We're giving away a poll session. Let's see if I got Rafi. Rafaelita Adderley, are you there?
Hey, I'm back. I'm here.
Perfect. So the first question is, what we're asking for a chance to win. And could you tell me how is the package comprised? What are we giving away exactly so I know exactly what it is?
So we are going to be giving away three class packages. So you'll get three classes at Girl on Pole. And you can choose between pole dancing, because sometimes people don't want to go on a pole. So you could do a heel dance class with us too.
Okay, so we're going to give away, the session is a three-class session, is what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, there you have it. Let's see if we can give some of the stuff away. We got about 8 minutes. What do I have to wear if I'm going to a pole dance class, caller? You're on. Is it called out? Morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, calling to answer the question.
Go ahead.
Is that going to be short?
How short?
Boom.
Pardon?
Body riders.
Body riders. Hold the line for me, caller, all right?
Okay.
All right. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Where exactly do you find the studio? Where do you find the studio? That is for a chance to win a three-session class. It's a session, but the session is made up of three classes. You fix the language how you want it to be. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you hear? Man, you sound very beautiful. You do this before, hey?
No.
You say, yes, yes, I hear. Yes, don't hang up. Yes. Where exactly is the studio located?
Dadsworth Street.
Dadsworth Street, long. But it is on Dadsworth Street. Do you know what color the building is?
No.
We ain't never say what color the building was. That's how I know you've been listening.
Okay.
So let me tell you how to get there, because you know you all behemoths can't find nothing, all right?
Okay.
You know where the Princess Margaret Hospital is?
Yes.
The corner facing Princess Margaret Hospital, you turn right, which will be towards the water. Uh-huh. Bahamas Experience Bus Company could be right there on your left-hand side. That used to be Casey Auto Parts. You remember that?
Okay.
You old enough to know when Casey Auto was there?
Yes.
You ain't sound old enough. And then the corner facing Casey Auto, you turn right. That's how you got to give you all the directions, because you always don't find things. Right? When you turn right, you pass, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4. You definitely pass the next radio station, the big orange building. You pass them. And then right on the corner by where the little nightclub is, Envy, you pass them and boom, Girl on Pole, right there, right next to that decent law office.
Okay.
It's a grand building. They got some white shutters. You can't miss it, all right?
Awesome.
Perfect. Now, I've been calling her name all day. Hold the line. My producer will take your name and number. I've been calling her name all morning, right? I've been calling her name all morning, right? What is the name of the owner of Girl on Pole? Caller, you there? I think my producer fell out of the chair. Wait a minute, we need to give Kermit a second. You gonna be okay, Kermit? Good morning, caller, you're on. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Her name is Rafaelita Adderley.
Rafaelita, you know, hey, don't lie.
Sir.
Because all I want to say is, I mean, you say that this is just Rafaelita. You say it's so Rafaelita. You need practice calling that name. You can't just, you know, hey, tell the truth.
Yes.
See this? You see this? No problem, caller. Hold the line, my producer will take a name and a number, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Now, This could be the bonus one. Rafi, give me the website and the phone number again.
Website is www.girlonpoledancestudio.com. So the name.com, like literally.
Okay, and give me the phone number.
80110. We have to put the 69 in there. 69.
80110 69. Okay, and how many platforms are you on? Are you on which social media platforms are you on?
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Listen, Instagram, Facebook, Google, TikTok, YouTube, everywhere. I still Google it. Like, we're popping up everywhere. I promise.
All right, so watch this. Here's the last question, because Rafi tell me true, but I can give away four. You ready? Rafi, they ready? You ready, Rafi?
You ready?
All right. For the last one I got, what is the name of the website? What is the telephone number? Where do you find the studio? And which three platforms can you find them on? You ready for that caller? Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? I don't know, call on the line. What? Y'all don't want my free things, eh? 323-6232-325-4316. That's what I'm talking about. Let's make the phone lines green. I giving away free things. What's wrong with y'all people? 323-6232-325-4316. Did I just say tree? 325-4259. Give me a call, because me and Girl on Pole here, she ain't in the studio with me. I wish she was here. Because Rafi, the people them texting and asking me what you look like, they want me to put the camera on you. She ain't here, y'all. But you can go back.
Man, listen, all I can do is Google. Once they Google me, I'm everywhere. I swear.
There's a text right here that says, Morning, Levin, she can charge people to come and watch the dance. Is that possible? No, actually, I's her friend. She wouldn't even let me inside. And I tell her, all I want to do is use my eye gates to see what does say the Lord. That's all I want to do, but she wouldn't let me in these class. All right?
Listen, I have people all the time, man. They try to lure you into thousands of dollars. Listen, let me just pay $1,000 and watch. I don't know, listen. No.
Okay.
No. Y'all see the office I'd be out here sitting down doing a Lord's work on Dazzle Street.
Yes, y'all listen to me. If heaven is real, I believe you're on your way there. Let's take a phone call. Caller, the question is, give me the website. Give me the number. Where do you find Girl on Pole? And give me three platforms that you can find it on. You've got a minute and a half. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Not there. Let's take the next one. Good morning, caller. You're on. What's happening with y'all? They hanging up here. You only got a minute, so you gotta have minutes, right?
Yeah, I'm calling from the landline from work, man.
Hold up.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You there?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
You sound excited.
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Give me the website.
www.girlsonpole.studio.com.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Give me the telephone number.
841-1069.
Try again.
You're close, though, but let's go. You got one more try.
Okay. It was
801-1069. Go on. Uh-huh. Where's it located?
This is on Dazzle Street.
Dazzle Street. Now, I just give very specific directions. You think you can remember how to get there?
Man, I could remember how to get there. You go that back way on Dazzle Street, past Commonwealth Bank. They're right there on the right-hand side.
You sound like you've been there before. I'm watching you all. You all think you're all slick. And give me three platforms you can find them on.
Facebook. TikTok. I remember saying TikTok. And what else?
Man, everybody on the ground.
On Instagram, yeah.
Everybody on the ground. No problem. No problem, Gwala. Hold the line. Kermit, that's four, right?
Thank you.
Hold the line, my producer. I'll take your name and your number, all right?
Okay,
so Rafi, just tell us before you go again, when are you open? When do you operate? People that have more questions after this show, how do they get in contact with you? And what is the best time, I guess, to try and interact or engage with Girl on Pole?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say thank you. My WhatsApp is now blowing up. Monday through Saturday, classes in the evening. You know y'all got to go work, make y'all money, so y'all come out in the evening time. So classes start at 5:30 and 6:30. We dance Monday through Saturday, and Saturday is 12:30 class. We also have the option to do privates. Like, a lot of people, they just got pushed. They don't want to be dancing with nobody else. they be looking at privates. You can book your private at whatever time is convenient for you, as long as it says based on the schedule. A lot of girls, they get their girls together. They do group classes. So on a Saturday, it's more like a turn-up. They come, we drink out your champagne. We do our dance. They do their thing. It's like a little getaway. So, we do our girls. We do a lot of girls' night out. We do divorce parties. We do bachelorette parties. We dance for birthdays. So it's basically whatever you want to turn up for, whatever you want to come in the studio and dance. We dance every day. So if it's a group class, we could literally go on a Sunday if you want.
Let me ask you this one question, because many people may have this concern. We got 10 seconds left. Is it COVID safe in a studio like this?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, the Pole spent distance for a long time, 6 feet apart between all of you, even before they told us to do that.
Rafaelita Adley, I appreciate you so much. I'll get these names and numbers over to you in a short bit right after the show, all right? All right, so Rafaelita Adley from Girl on Pole has been my guest. Thank you so much, Rafi, for joining me. Listen, you don't have to look bad. And even if you look bad, Rafi say you ain't got to feel bad. You could come over there, and she can make you feel hot, too hot to trot. You hear me? Go over there by Girl on Pole, check her out. Whenever you go over there. If you go over there and you ain't win nothing, go over there, tell her leave and send you. Usually my name got a little power with her in. Anyway, that's my music. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They've got the news. That happens next.
Glory. Oh. Glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens. No man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined.